is unwell this week. We're discussing what exactly to say about this. She's tested positive for COVID. She had those sorts of symptoms, and she feels unwell, and she didn't want to come and share what she's got in any way, even if she had not been feeling quite poorly. So I'm sure that we all are thinking of her and praying for her and for her recovery. She had prepared the service today, Janet will be reading her reflection during the service, but we won't be taking Holy Communion, and we have, rather on the hoof, had to move a few things around. So some people may be particularly interested to know that the anthem will be just before either Lord of Sea and Sky, and the children will go immediately after the anthem today. So I think that's the... Oh, and then the other thing, of course, today is that we were going to have the annual church meeting. And again, because Miriam is unwell, we are postponing that. We do not yet know a date for it when we will have that, but we will let you know when that's possible. As well as that, welcome to Wesley Memorial Church. If you are someone who is not a regular member of our congregation, apologies for the slightly local business, but welcome anyway. After the service, there will be tea and coffee through in the hall, and please do come and say hello to somebody and enjoy some time together. So thank you very much to Janet and Joanna, who are also taking part in running the service this morning. Thank you. And now Joanna will lead the call to worship.
In our call to worship this morning, we'd like you to join in with the words in yellow type at the end of each section. Way beyond all journeying, truth behind all mystery, life within all living, we praise you. Salve for every soreness, mender of every brokenness, midwife of a better future, we praise you. Ground of all being, judge of all nations, conscience of the universe, we praise you. Maker, redeemer, confessor, companion, befriender, inspirer, God beyond all names, we praise you. Amen. Sorry, forgot to say that we'll now sing the hymn God is Here as We His People, which is number 25 in Singing the Faith, if you're using a book.
Thank you. Good morning. It's lovely to see everyone. And today, our all-age talk has been inspired by Jesus and Taylor Swift. So here we go. Now, Taylor Swift, I don't know much about Taylor Swift. There is literally one song that I know, and that's the one I'm going to talk about. She is this not popular. You might like What We Do in a minute, don't worry. So she wrote a song a few years ago about overcoming criticism and negativity, which I'm getting a little bit over there. Because, when you're famous, you get that a lot. You get that a lot. In fact, you get that about absolutely everything. I mean, literally everything. You get people posting comments and saying things. So I thought we would have a go with this parachute. And I know that Thomas is really good with parachutes. Oh, I need it in my front pocket. I was told this. We're going to have a go and we're going to have some music to go with it. You can plug your ears, but you won't be able to help with the parachute then. So it's a bit of a... Anyway, let's see how we go. So we're going to have some music. We'll come over in this area here, and we have got bits of paper stuck all over this parachute, and we're going to see if we can shake it off. Okay, here we go. Are you going to join in? Come and help me. That's it. Well done. Thomas, do you want to come and help? Oh. Is it coming off already? Come on, spread it out. Here we go.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like in my mind, saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the players gonna play, 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 play. Haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it out, shake it out. Heartbreakers gonna break, 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 break.
Let's stop there. I'm causing too much pain to some members of Junior Church. And but the thing is, it's a really inspiring song if you can cope. But it's not necessarily as easy as all that, is it? And I can see that there are still some spots on here that were actually stickers, so I was hoping they weren't going to come off. Because actually negative criticism is sticky, isn't it? And it can really stick to us. And actually research shows that if you have something negative said, it takes three really positive comments to kind of override that. And actually, I think it might take more than that. Jesus, we're going to hear in, if you stay in church and don't come out with us, you're going to hear a reading about Jesus sending people out into villages to prepare the way for him. And I'm going to come and stand up here a minute. You look after that. I need you to help me in just a moment. And when he sent them out, he said, you might get a bit of rejection and some criticism. And if you do, just wipe the dust off your shoes. It's a bit like shake it off, isn't it? Get rid of that dust. Let it go. But he didn't just send the disciples out on their own. He sent them out in twos because we have to help each other because it's hard to get rid of those negative things. So can we try and get those stickers off? Let's see if we can work it out. We're going to have to put it down. Carry on shaking, that's right. And then we'll... There's one. Do you want to peel that off for me? Can we see any others? Is it... I think we might have got them all. Well done. I've now pulled the microphone out of the thing, so there's always something. Well done. Let's say a prayer together. Loving God, when we feel rejected and sad, help us to remember you surround us with your love and that we have friends we can turn to. Help us to be good friends to others and help us to be brave as we share your love with the world. Amen.
We will now hear the anthem from the choir, There's a Spirit in the Air. If you have a hymn book, it's at number 398, text by Brian Wren and music by John Wilson. And now, as the children and young people leave us, we say together, The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And now, before the readings, which will follow straight after this, we will have Singing the Faith 663, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.
The first reading is Psalm 30, a song at the dedication of the Temple of David. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and did not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you brought up my soul from Sheol, restored me to life from among those gone down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you had established me as a strong mountain. You hid your face. I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cried, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, so that my soul may praise you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
And the Gospel reading is from Luke chapter 10. So the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. You know this, the kingdom of God has come near.' Whoever listens to you, listens to me, and whoever rejects you, rejects me, and whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. So this is now, I'm going to read Miriam's reflection on these words, on the readings. So when I say I, that's Miriam speaking, not me. So 11 years ago, I was privileged enough to be selected to go on a trip to Sri Lanka with my theological college. It was a life-changing trip. My first flight, encountering a culture I had never experienced before, living and worshipping with those training for Christian ministry in a majority Buddhist country, and taking in the sights, smells, and sounds of that beautiful country. The greatest joy was meeting the wonderful people of the cities and villages of the hill country. One overwhelming memory of my time in Sri Lanka is dusty feet. Everywhere we went, from people's homes to the college chapel to Buddhist and Hindu temples, we were asked to remove our shoes, to walk on the hot, dusty ground. That dust was difficult to get off, perhaps a bit like those times where we have felt disappointed and discouraged in our journey with Christ, in our sharing of the good news. Those moments of opposition and disappointment and discouragement can feel like that dust that clings to us, difficult to forget, difficult to put behind us. Whilst reading the gospel for today, I was struck by the image of the wiping off or brushing off of the dust that clings to our feet, the opposition, the things that discourage us, those times of rejection, those moments where we feel like lambs among wolves. We are people called to go into the broken places of the world and to get our hands dirty and our feet dusty. Like the 70 or 72, depending on the translation you read, God is calling us to be people who get their feet dusty from journeying, from taking the news into places of darkness and loss. If we don't go, we have no need to wipe that dust from our feet, as we have not even begun to accumulate it. How can we join in the plentiful harvest where the workers are few? How can we go if we are not prepared to get our hands and our feet dirty? We never know what effects our efforts can have on other people, what those words or actions, drenched in kindness and love, can have. In Psalm 30, the psalmist writes from a place of despair, transformed into a place of hope and trust and praise. The Lord has rescued, upheld, healed, blessed the servant. You have turned my mourning into dancing. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever, the psalmist writes. The dust theme also appears in the psalm. The psalmist writes that if he dies, will the dust praise you? The psalmist has cried out to God, O Lord, be my helper, and the helper comes. So returning to the gospel reading for a moment, it is impossible to unpack all this passage has to say in the time that we have. Imagine being one of those original 70 or 72, scattered across the country in pairs and wandering into towns they've never been to before. In small villages, they stick out like sore thumbs. They can't be inconspicuous and anonymous like a modern traveller. Here, the arrival of a stranger is a big event. All eyes are on them and they hold their breath, unsure whether they will be received with friendship or hostility. How often we return from a holiday and comment, the locals were quite friendly. How important that is to us. Imagine how much more it must have been for the 70 or 72. Jesus made no bones about how difficult it would be. Lambs among wolves. Indeed. We'd never dream of going somewhere that had that in the guidebook. Going out like lambs amid wolves hardly makes any sense in any culture. Despite certain opposition, misunderstanding, threats, and outright rejection, Jesus' 70 chosen ones will go out in weakness and yet in power as a sign that the kingdom is breaking in. Jesus' mission was urgent, since those who rejected his way of peace, his alternative vision of how God would sweep through the world with justice and love, would find they had spurned their last chance. Everyone had to hear while there was time. There is good news tucked away in this passage, which is rather stern and alarming. It is this. Jesus doesn't expect us to go out alone. Even if we feel like lambs among wolves, Jesus sends us out two by two, for he always gives us the support we need. We do not have to think it is all down to us. We can and must share the task with others. With others in our church, across the denominations, for we all have different strengths and weaknesses. Consider how much easier it is to find your way if you have another person with you to study the map. Siblings in Christ, we are called to be workers in the harvest of this kingdom, ushered in by Christ, to be prepared to go out and be people who get their feet dusty and hands dirty in the cause of the kingdom. We should not just talk the talk, but be willing to act. We are called to go to those broken places, but also to remember that through excitement, through others' interest, through discouragement and opposition and rejection, we are never alone. For we travel together as the Church of God along the road of discipleship, and our God will never leave us or forsake us, but goes before us always, surrounding, upholding, and sustaining. Now let us pray. Lord of the harvest, may we be brave enough to work in your fields, to get our feet dusty and our hands dirty, to tell our stories to others and declare your love and the value of each person. Give us companions along the way to encourage us and help us to trust that with your spirit as partner, we will continue the work of ushering in the kingdom which Christ began. For Christ has no body now but ours, no hands, no feet on earth but ours. Ours are the eyes with which he sees. Ours are the feet with which he walks. Ours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. May we be workers in the harvest and faithful disciples with dusty feet, travelling together. Amen. And we're now going to sing another hymn, singing the phase 664. Lord, you call us to your service. Now John will lead us in our prayers of intercession.
In our prayers, there will be a short silence after each section of prayers, and then to the bidding, "Your kingdom come," can you please respond, "Your will be done." We will end by saying the Lord's Prayer together. Let us pray. Living and loving Lord, we pray for the world in which we live. We know it is a world of rich diversity, a world of great love and yet immense suffering, existing side by side. And we recognise our part in it all and ask you to guide us to know how we can best follow you. We pray for those in need. in the violence on the streets of Gaza and Israel and Ukraine, and the homelessness in the streets of Oxford, in the famine in Sudan, and in the poverty and its effects blighting many communities in Britain. Show us where we are most needed in your world and how we can be part of your loving grace to ease suffering. Your kingdom come. We pray for our church. Loving Lord, we thank you that you have invited us to share in the task of your mission in many different ways. We know that life is often messy and is lived in difficult or broken places, and that we have to sometimes be prepared to get our hands and feet dirty, both metaphorically and literally. Help us to be brave when we need to be, and to remember your promise that you are always with us. We remember and thank you for the people who have helped us to come to faith, maybe many years ago or just recently, and for those who continue to support us in the things we do. Help us to remember to support each other, especially in combating negative thoughts and criticisms. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We pray for our communities, and we pray for those living in difficult family relationships and those with stressful jobs or volunteer roles, where it is not possible to find easy answers. We pray for those who struggle financially and are desperately worried about how they will cope over the coming months. We pray for those who we know are unwell, thinking especially of our minister, Miriam, and for those who face unwelcome news about their health and struggle to face the future. And we pray for our church community and those who work here in Wesley Mem and those who are visiting the church throughout the coming week. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And we pray for ourselves as we go to start the week ahead. We ask that in all that we do, we may walk more closely with you, safe in the knowledge that your love and care is with us. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And now we say together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, John.
So now we're coming to our final hymn, during which the offering will be taken. May I remind you that we've got tea and coffee in the hall through these doors to my left. So please do come and join us, and particularly if you're new to us and visiting, we'd love to get to know you. And please do not feel any obligation, as the basket will just pass along the rows. There's no compulsion to give at all, and we know people give in so many different ways. So our final hymn is Singing the Faith 585, God Whose Love Is All Around Us. God of all goodness and grace, receive the gifts we offer and grant that our whole life may give you glory and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we say the blessing together as on the screen. Bless, O God, the road that is before us. Bless to us, O God, the friends who are around us. Bless to us, O God, your love which is within us. Bless us, O God, we pray. Amen.